Welcome to episode 230 of Hit the Mic with the Stacey Harris. Episode 230, and today is the day this went live anyways, is January 19th, 2016, and I am amped to share that the cart for Social Pro is officially open. Social Pro is here. We will be starting off the class February 22nd, but you need to reserve your spot now to join us for that. So the course will run over 8 weeks, 100% live. We'll be doing weekly calls for everybody who joins in at the community and the VIP level. We're going to have a Facebook group for those people. If those levels are not something that you want to invest in at this point, you just want the curriculum, that's available too. There's a self-study version. So grab it, socialproonline.com right now. You can get it. I'm so happy that it's finally out and ready and you guys can get it. And what we're going to talk about today really is a lot of the stuff that we've got in Social Pro. So I'm excited to talk about that. What we're going to talk about today is the three keys to getting visible for your community. The keys to getting seen so that you can be the leader that your community needs and that your community deserves. If you don't do these things, it's going to be really hard for you to get traction in your business, especially if you're positioning yourself in any sort of expert space, any sort of information space. You're a coach, you're a trainer, you're a speaker, you're a teacher, you're an author, those kind of things. You're going to need to be visible. You're going to need to get in front of your audience so that you can be the leader and the teacher that they deserve. All right. So we're going to talk about that today. Heads up. If you want to dive deeper on what we're talking about today, we are going to do a training, a full webinar training on Thursday, the 21st. So go over to thestaceyharris.com/free training. And if you're listening to this like way later, then go to thestaceyharris.com/free training and see what free training it is we're currently doing. See how this is an evergreen show now? I totally just changed the game. All right. Okay, so let's jump in. Let's talk about this because I'm so excited. Early in my business, even in, you know, I'm not even talking about the VA business. I'm talking as I transitioned to focusing on social media. So early in the Hit the Mic marketing days, I was a social media manager. I was building strategies for people, executing strategies for people. I struggled a lot with the idea of visibility. I struggled a lot with the idea of putting out content. I had a really hard time doing the things that we're going to talk about today, and they cost me big time in the sense that I was spending a lot of time in the up and down of business, meaning I would not have any clients, so I'd market like crazy, and then I'd get a full roster of clients, and I wouldn't market at all. And then those relationships would end, or those clients would transition into just sort of standard management clients, and I would want new consulting clients to sort of help fill that out. And it was hustle, 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 market, market, market. And then I would fill up again, and I would go back into not marketing. And so I rode this roller coaster of like making money. And it wasn't that I wasn't making money on the downside, because I was doing management, which means I had retainer clients, but my consulting part wasn't consistent. It was very much so feast or famine. And if you have ever spent any time in that mode, you know, even having a baseline of income with retainer services or info products or whatever it is that you have in that space, although it's really hard to sell info products if you're not visible too, whatever it is, in that feast or famine, it feels so, so hard to keep up. Because, you know, and I use this analogy a lot because I just haven't found a better one yet. But it's that if you are constantly struggling to keep your head above water, you will always feel like you're drowning versus being able to just lay back, float, and ride the wave. That is how it is when you are in that feast or famine place with your marketing, where it's either you are not marketing and you have lots of clients right now, and then those packages or relationships or whatever run their course, and you got nothing. And that's where your visibility, that's where the things we're going to talk about today shift you out of that so that you are always top of mind. And that's where you get able to sell things like evergreen programs. That's where you get into having a wait list of clients. That's where you get into being able to launch something and know it's going to be successful. That's where you get into a place where you have a no-brainer. This is what's happening in my business. Hey guys, I've got this event happening and there's butts in the seats. Is that consistent visibility? And there's three things that you have to do to really get to that place. And the first one is quality content. I was talking to somebody very recently about the idea that content is king. And content is king. Content is critical. I am certainly not one who's like, well, it's super overrated. No, I love content. I think that's clear by the amount that I create alone, much less the amount I totally consume. But here's the thing, is it's only valuable if it's quality. And so I really want you to look at not just that you're creating content, but that you're creating content that connects with your clients, that connects with your readers, that connects with your listeners, that connects with your viewers, that connects with your the people who you're, the event planners you're contacting want to get in seats, you know, whatever it is, your ideal listener, reader, event attendee, client, customer, student, member, I don't care what it is, but if you're not writing content that connects with them, then your content is a waste of time. I'm sorry, tough love time, but it is. And so that's where you have to look at, am I doing content that serves my community? Am I doing content that really is my best work? Am I doing content that really is at all relevant on any level to anyone? And not just everyone, but the people who you want to talk to. And so that's the first step, is really that quality content. Are you producing it? And then that next step is consistent action. So, you know, I know a ton of people who are creating fantastic content, but aren't doing anything with it afterwards. They're not sharing it on social. They're not sending people there, you know, when somebody asks them a question. You know, one of the most simple things you can do is when you get a question at a networking event or at a Facebook group or during a Twitter chat or on LinkedIn or as a question on your Facebook page, whatever it is, if you have a piece of content that says it, share it. So what I'll often do is kind of give them the short version, the easy answer, and then say, but that, you know, to know more, to really dive into this, here's a podcast episode I did talking about it. Here's a Hit the Mic TV episode we did talking about it. Here's a guest post I wrote that'll make this easier for you. Share those things, because if one person has the question, lots of people have the question. That's just how it goes. We're unique, but not nearly as unique as we'd like to think we are. And so make sure that you're doing that. Make sure you're taking the consistent action to get that quality content out. Make sure you're taking the consistent action to give that quality value where it needs to be. And again, those actions are going to depend on who that ideal client is, who that ideal listener, reader, event attendee, all of those things, who are they? And if you're not taking the action to get that content to them, they're not going to find it. It's not like there's this magical, mythical thing where you put in terms and they find it. Oh, wait, there is. It's Google. But everyone's using that, okay? That alone will not drive all of the traffic you need to your website. I have done a lot of work optimizing for SEO. I'm going to be doing more work to optimize for SEO in 2016 for some of the things I've got going. We're actually going to be bringing in some help on the SEO front here at These Stacy Harris. In fact, we're going to be having an SEO training inside of Hit the Mic backstage even. Because I don't think SEO is dead. I think it's important. I just think it's not the only game in town. Okay. It's also got to be about search optimization. It's also got to be about getting who you need to your site, because you have built a community of them and they want to know what it is you're doing. Okay. That's what it's about. And that's what you've got to be doing. And if you're not doing that, then you are losing opportunities. You are losing customers and you are losing the attention of the people who need to be paying attention to you. Okay? So quality content and consistent action. And third, what you need to do is focus on the value. And I'm not just talking inside your content. There are a ton of ways you can be providing value, answering the questions in Facebook groups, answering the questions in LinkedIn groups, responding to tweets, whatever it is, you know, answering the questions that people tweet you after you speak in an event. That's one of the biggest money, leaving it on the table kind of things you're doing. Is if you are speaking at an event, or you release a podcast episode, or you release a blog post, and people are engaging with it or asking you questions about it via social or on the actual content, whatever it may be, make sure you're showing up and answering those questions and providing the value in those answers. If you're not doing that, you're losing customers and you're losing eyeballs. And that is not what you're trying to do when you're increasing visibility. Especially, you know, I see this happening a lot when I go to like meetups and stuff where I know the person spoke for free because they're small meetups and they don't generally pay the speaker. So you donated your time. And then up on the meetup page, there'll be questions that people leave, but the speaker won't come back to answer them. And that is a huge, huge missed opportunity. So make sure that you are finding every way possible that you can provide value to your audience. Make sure you're finding every way possible that you can give it what it is they need and answer the questions they're bringing you. Because selfishly, that's how you create your blog content. That's how you create that consistent quality content, that quality content and that consistent action is by listening to the things people are telling you. That's all there is to it. It really is that simple. They will tell you what they need. They will tell you what they want. They will tell you what to say, but you have to be willing to listen to them and you have to show up. Okay? So the three keys to getting visible again are quality content, consistent action, and a focus on value. Now, I want to wrap this up by saying it seems impossible to put these pieces together. It seems impossible to find a way that these make sense together in your schedule when you're busy, I don't know, building your programs, booking speaking engagements, writing this content, marketing this content, and by the way, all the clients this visibility is getting you, you should probably make time for them too. So how do you do it? You have a plan, you build a strategy, and that is the missing piece. That is the thing that brings these keys together so that you can execute it on a way that makes sense. That's how you know what to say, where to say it, who you're talking to. That is where this becomes executable and not overwhelming. And so I encourage you to take the time to really build your plan, to really look at what it is you're doing with your social media and your online marketing so that you can make sure you're using it effectively. How do you use it to follow up with your content? How do you use it to follow up with speaking engagements? How does your team help you do that? How do you have this consistent action, the quality content, the focus on value? How do you do that? Build the plan. Now, if you want help with that, I'm sure you're not at all surprised to hear that's exactly what I teach you to do in Social Pro. So go check out socialproonline.com. But either way, whether you do this with me through Social Pro, or you do it with somebody one-on-one, or you do it with your coach, or you do it on your own, I don't care. Just do it, because that will change the game for you. And more importantly, it will help you serve more people. And when you can serve more people, the people you serve can serve more people. And that, my friend, that's how the world changes. Okay? All right. Whew, I was all fired up today. So check out socialproonline.com if you want to check out more. The cart is open today. I'm big time celebrating. If you are listening to this like the minute it came out, I'm going to be on Periscope today talking about Social Pro too. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm fired up about this, and I hope you are too. And I hope that you're going to build a plan, and I hope that you are going to find the ways that you can do this better so that you can get in front of the people that need you. Okay? All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this community. I truly, truly appreciate having you listen to the show and take some time out of your day. I enjoy coming with you on your run or drive or bike or office time or however it is that you listen to this. I appreciate it. And I will see you next time.